Blog Talk Radio.
Jeremiah chapter 10 and listen to the following words. Hopefully our Father in heaven will bless you all with understanding. Hear ye the words which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. And I read that to you because I want you to know this. Revelation chapter 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved you. You hear that, black man? This is what God is saying to us. He will let us know. He'll let everyone know that he loves us. And we got to act like it. Get together and love one another, as the song said. Listen, this is what I want you sheep to know. I want you to observe the Sabbath day, which starts now in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, and ends Saturday afternoon. Then I want you to learn about the Passover. The Passover is, it says today, March the 30th. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread is tomorrow, starting until April the 6th. A 7-day festival during which leavened bread which has yeast or baking powder, which causes the bread to rise when baking, is put out of your dwelling. It is not eaten. So don't eat any leavened bread tomorrow and for the next few days until April the 6th. Then following that is the day of Pentecost. That is a day of celebrating the gathering of the first and the smaller of the two annual feasts or annual harvest. 50 days from the fixed appointed in the previous feast. So 60 days from the feast of 50 days from the feast of unleavened bread, and you will have the day of Pentecost. And then another 50 days you will have after that trumpets, and that's called Rosh Hashanah. It's the day for rejoicing, marked by blowing of trumpets. Following that, the next 50 days will come the Day of Atonement. Let me tell you what day is the Feast of Trumpets. This year will be on September the 10th. On September the 19th, the Day of Atonement. And that's the day of fasting and repentance, known to the Jews as Yom Kippur. So, to us are the real Jews. And those who are over there, the Bible says, they say they are Jews and are not. This next festival is the Feast of Tabernacles, the next 50 days, a seven-day celebration of the year of the great fall harvest observed by living in temporary dwellings for the durations, where you will have little booths that you will stay in. They look like, I would say, Eskimos huts, but they're little boots. That's what you would stay in during those seven tabernacles. And then the last great day is adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacles. This 8-day is considered a separate feast. And we'll find all of these feast days and what you are supposed to do in Leviticus. If they're also mentioned in other parts of the Old Testament, the feast days. Now let's talk about this feast for tomorrow. What is at hand today and Sunday? Let me explain that. Today is like Good Friday. They are celebrating. This is the time that they say, and when I say they say, I am talking about the ones who are in rule. They are pagan. This is their belief. They're saying that God or Yeshua arose, and a better known for Yeshua is Jesus Christ. You know that the white man gave him a different name. And I suppose they were the Romans. Nonetheless, they killed him. They murdered him. And this is what we're supposed to be celebrating. But Easter is a pagan holiday. It's a belief in the bunny rabbits and candy and boiled eggs. It's a European tradition that has been brought to America. We were slaves at the time. We didn't bring that tradition. Now, you can't hardly tell some people, they just want to follow that tradition when they know that they should not, in that we are supposed to be about celebrating the resurrection of Jesus or Yeshua. That's what we're supposed to be celebrating. In Yeshua's name is Jesus. They changed his name to Jesus when they got in control. But we're going to, this is why I'm trying to read the Bible to you, so that we will know. Jesus wants us all to know what is in the Bible. Some of these, I would say most of these things that are said are accurate and true. So I want you to go to the book of Job, chapter 23. No, excuse me, chapter 33. And we'll pick up at verse 1. And hopefully we will read it all. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken. Hearken means to listen to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has opened in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart. Lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If thou canst answer me, sit thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am according to thy words in God's stead. Also am formed out of clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my heart, and I have heard the voice of thy words, saying, I am clean without transgression. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. And that's a crime or sin. Behold, he findeth occasion against me. He counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in socks. He marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not answered thee, that God is greater than man. What wouldst thou strive against him? For he cannot count for any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, deep sleep is fallen upon men, and slumbering upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of man, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from men. He keeps back his soul from the pit, and the pit is going into the grave, and his life from perishing the sword. He is chastened, that means he's disciplined, also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. And that is his aberration, well, abhorrence. Excuse me, let me start verse 20 again. So that is his life, abhorrence. That's abhorrence means to hate bread, and his soul dignity, his soul dining meats, and dining meats that are delicate meats. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that seen stuck out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyer. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, and one among thousands to show unto men his unrighteousness, then he is gracious unto him, saith, deliver him from the down. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be further. Let me restart chapter or verse 25 again. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and God will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, and he will render unto men his righteousness. He looked upon men as in if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and profited me not, and it profited me not, will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things. Let me read verse 29 again. Lo, all these things worketh good oft-time man to bring back his soul from the pit, to enlighten him to the light of the living. Mark well, O Job. Excuse me, hearken unto me. I have to belch. This birth coming up. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak. I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me. Hearken means listen unto me. Hold thy peace, and I shall speak wisdom. I'm going to read verse 33 again. If not, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will teach thee wisdom. That is the reading of chapter. And I will start reading some of chapter 34 before I go into saying my closing prayer. Chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, hear my words, O ye men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge, for the ear tries words as the mouth tastes meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Has said, I am righteous, and God has taken away my judgment. Should I die against my right? My wound is incurable without transgression, and transgression again means sin or crime or offense. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorching like water, which goes in the company with the workers of iniquity, and walk with wicked men? He has said, if it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God, therefore hearken unto me, ye men of understanding, for he be from God, that he should do wickedness from the Almighty, that he should commit iniquity. For the works of men shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will he, the Almighty, pervert judgment. Who has given him charge over the earth? Or who has disposed of the whole world? If he has set his heart upon men, if he unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and men shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this, hearken unto the voice of my words. Shall even he that hearken right govern? And will thou condemn him that is most just? Sit to say to a king, thou art wicked, and to princes, ye are ungodly. How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor getteth the rich men more than the poor, for they all are works of his hand. A moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without him. And his eyes are upon the ways of men, and shall seek all his doing, all of his goings. These is no darkness. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death. There is workers of iniquity may hide themselves, for he will not lay man upon. I'm going to read verse 23 again. For he will not lay upon man more than right, than he should enter into judgment against God. He shall break into pieces mighty men without number, and set among others in their stead. Therefore, he knoweth their works, and over turneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turn back from him and would not consider his ways, any of his ways, so that they cause to cry unto him, and he heareth the cries of the afflicted. And that's like to me, when he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be snared, ensnared. Surely it is meet to be sad unto God. I have borne chastisement. I will not offend any more. That which I see not teach me. If I have been done iniquity, I will do no more. It be according to thy mind. He will recompense it. Recompense means repay. Whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore, what thou knowest. Therefore, speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let the wise men hearken unto me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his words for the wicked men. For he added rebellion unto sin, and clappeth his hand among us, and multiplieth his words against God. Now that's the end of reading of chapter 34. I want you to read. We have a closing prayer. And first, let me tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep program. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I say happy Sabbath to you. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And if I had said anything, I want you to write it down for your remembrance. Let's have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection of us as we sleep and as we arise during the day. We say thank you and we praise you. Amen. We will be back next week if God says so. Listen again. Read chapter 35 of Job and listen to me on Tuesday evenings when I will be back to speak about Genesis chapter 9. Remember, sheep. I loved you, but guess who loved you more? You go, all you let one. God loves you. You just want to make me mad. And I'm trying to not make me.
Father, help your children. And don't let them fall by the side.
on the road.
That the 12 tribes of Judah, of Israel, they are Judah, the black African American,
love
black American,
one another.
Benjamin, the West Indies,
that heaven might find
Levi, the Haitians. You know what they did
in their hearts?
They sent them home. And the French,
Jesus,
like these are over here in America.
He won't let you down.
The Puerto Rican.
And I know
he loves the Dominican. The Guatemalan.
Forever. In my heart.
Panama. Gad. The failure of the.
We've got to walk on.
Reuben. The Seminole.
Walk on through temptation,
because
He loves
you,
and His wisdom
will
be our help in
hand.
I know the truth, and His word
will
be our salvation.
Yeah.
Lift up our hearts. The Jesus
is yours.
His love. He won't let you down.